You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Vidya Murthy, and this is Tech in 2 with Wired. Scientists found water vapor on the most habitable exoplanet yet. A team of astronomers from University College London have detected water vapor in the atmosphere of a super-Earth planet outside our own solar system. It's the first time water has been detected in the atmosphere of an exoplanet that isn't a gas giant, and while it makes it the most habitable exoplanet currently known, that doesn't mean it actually hosts life. Here's why your flight to San Francisco was 3 hours late. San Francisco International Airport is rebuilding a 1,900-foot stretch of a 60-year-old runway, and it's causing traveler mayhem. On Tuesday alone, 208 flights into and out of SFO were delayed. 103 were canceled. While the airport will work to mitigate such issues, they won't go away completely until the runway reopens, which is currently scheduled for September 27. And now for today's fast fact, 80 million. That's how many Americans watched news shows the night of September 11, 2001, after a deadly terrorist attack in New York City, according to Nielsen ratings. At the time, pagers and BlackBerry devices led the way in technology, and news was not yet consumed on social media platforms. Our contributing writer imagines if it had. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.